This is Twit.
I think you could get something a little fancier than a selfie stick these days. How about your very own Mac Pro? There's Jonathan showing off. Man, so how many people got Mac Pros? Because you didn't, right,
Renee?
Three
on YouTube. Yeah,
raise your hand if you got one.
Justine got one. Really? Marquez and Jonathan. So far that I've seen.
Wow.
Justine was shooting with. I haven't seen the footage yet, but I know that she was shooting with an 8K Red.
You can see them in the footage. In the video, you see these huge Reds, like three of them.
And Marquez uses Reds, and you just told me Jonathan Morrison uses an Arri Flex or something?
An Arri Alexa Mini.
Alexa. So obviously, we're using the Canon Vixia $800 camcorders, so obviously we're not going to get
That's why they got the list.
Yeah, we're not doing 8K.
They're shooting in ProRes 4444. Right. Four. How many fours, Alex? 8 fours? Is there 8 fours after that?
So that tells you who this Mac Pro is designed for. But anyway, Jonathan Morrison, Marquez Brownlee, iJustine all have. Jonathan's got some very useful benchmarks, I think, if you want to see, you know, the performance. Not that there's any question. It's the fastest Macintosh you could possibly get.
It's Velcro on the sides. There's these two huge Velcro straps on the side of the box that you lift up and pull out before you open the top of the
box.
Yeah,
look, here's the unboxing. There's the straps on the side. That's crazy. He's putting it next to the previous Mac Pro, which is
a little mean-spirited, I think. A lot of those engineers are still working at Apple. Not all of them have feelings.
You could use it as a maybe a monitor stand. Look, there's the Velcro. That is wild. You should get it because it starts at $6,000, so you should get at least Velcro straps on the box.
And you don't want to drop anything here. So if they're making the unboxing experience like very, very safe, then that's a very, very Apple move.
Alex,
I approve of that.
This looks like, you know, like the Pelican cases you would end up putting this in. I mean, this looks like this is a serious.
You know, I think if you spend a certain amount, you should get a Pelican case worth it.
But actually, why not? Yeah,
I think that would actually.
This is
God. Is that lined with? That can't be styrofoam in there. There's sheets of. It's lined with like 2-inch blocks of something.
Gold, I believe.
Cardboard, it looks like.
It's usually cardboard. Apple's pretty good.
Yeah,
they don't do styrofoam
cardboard
anymore.
Design.
Yeah, I know.
Would they, you know, I would hope they wouldn't ship this. You know, sometimes I get stuff, but just they slap a mailing label on the outside on the box.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would presume they're not going to ship this.
Not
this
during
way.
The holiday season.
But that's how they
Pony
ship
Express,
like
Leo.
Some of their stuff, the Mac Pro.
Usually
Mac
it comes,
Pros.
I think when I've gotten them in the past, I've gotten them in a
brown box.
A brown box, yeah.
And so,
yeah, it was in a brown box earlier with a big pullout.
It's terrifying when you arrive at your front doorstep. There's a box that says ThinkPad.
Yeah.
You know, like it's the product box with the label slapped on it. Apple doesn't do that, thank goodness.
No.
So here's Jonathan. Jonathan called me out at the beginning of the video, so I'm going to use his video, but Marquez and also. Jonathan apparently has a pretty good sneaker collection, it looks like, as well.
Yeah.
Ooh, don't tear that hood. It's probably resale value.
Oh, yeah. Every single bit of the plastic. Look how big
the Apple logo is
on that.
And the stickers are huge. They showed the stickers before. They're huge.
Did you get stickers that size?
Not quite that size, but the biggest stickers I think anybody's ever seen in an Apple product.
He's hugging it. Now, I have to say, they don't get to keep, or do they? Do you get to keep these?
No.
I've never seen a keep thing from Apple.
Okay.
These are
loaners.
But it was all pre-Steve.
Yeah, yes. These are, look how nicely that comes off.
Ooh,
that is
that's pretty.
Yeah. So these are loaner review units that typically go out. Others will get these, I guess, over in time.
And they sounded like 4 terabytes, but with all like the double graphics cards, which are super, super powerful, and 300 and something RAM.
I got really that much RAM. Wow. I maxed out earlier on iOS today. I maxed out a Mac Pro and XDR monitor. I think $61,000 all in. That's if you buy the wheels and the stand.
Go for it.
What? Wheels are 400.
Go for it.
You know, $400 for the wheels.
When
my
you
God,
ordering?
You're already.
When is it going to get here?
The great thing is, if you use your Apple card to buy it, you get 6% cash back.
Yeah, that's a pretty neat, nice deal.
It's the fastest way to make $5,000 I ever heard. Spend $61,000 at the Apple Store.
No, someone on Twitter said the baller play is you buy the Mac Pro with the card, use the rebate to buy a MacBook Pro, and then use that rebate to buy a Magic Trackpad.
And you go all the way down.
There's the math. There's the math.
It's cash back all the way down. Yeah. So I mean, of course, I would love one of these, but this is not only in the budget. It's not really anything I need.
I spec'd one out to what I would get reasonably.
Did you get the add-on ProRes card?
I did. Yeah, the Afterburner.
Afterburner.
Because if you're exporting a lot of video, it'd be useful.
I would have got it just because of the name.
Afterburner.
It's got an Afterburner.
Afterburner.
So that speeds up. That's a dedicated chip for
video.
Transcoding.
ProRes.
Yeah. And so and since I do everything in ProRes, it would be useful for me.
Yeah.
Alex, what did you pick? What were the
I maxed out
configuration
the processor speed. I maxed out the video cards. I went to about 384. 384 on 384 in RAM.
384
gigs.
That's probably what Jonathan got. 384.
I don't have.
He's still unboxing. We could show the unboxing. Let's just.
I have a hard time understanding. I have a hard time knowing what
Jonathan
I would do.
I think Jonathan will pull us down for showing his unboxing. We encourage you. Yeah, he smells he smells it.
No, because I would be doing that too, because there is a new computer smell.
Oh,
for $30,000, I'm going to enjoy every sensory input I can get.
You know what? That stand, look at that. That is thick aluminum. That is milled. That is worth $1,000.
The crazy part is murder quality.
Watch how it attaches, Leo. Watch how it attaches to the screen.
Is it magnetic?
I think it's the spring assembly at the top of that, which is what makes it so
expensive. Lets you move the screen. You know what? Again, you're spending $6,000 on this monitor. You're spending $6,000 more on the computer. Why not buy the stand for crying out?
Well, so the reason
would you get the Visa mount? Because that was less. Visa's
so the thing is that a lot of times I would get a Visa mount because a lot of times I use the monitors. I want them to be hanging from something or I'm going to attach them to something.
Right.
And so
you don't want a stand.
So the reason that I like the fact that they went all out on the stand but they made it separate was because there's people like me that are going to have a specific use case and may not really want to put the stand on the desk. And so then you're like, wow, I can't believe I spent all that extra money on the stand. So I think that there's an advantage to it. And I think that we're going to see a whole bunch of people put out specialty stands that are taking advantage of the fact that people don't want to spend that kind of money on a stand.
Yeah. Look at that. There's the monitor. Now watch this. So the back of the monitor, this is the monitor. For $6,000, this is what you get. You don't get a stand or a mount. You get this.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there's
I want that monitor.
I would just lean it up artisanally on my shelf.
Just tilt it against the wall. What could possibly go wrong?
Two words, Amazon Basics. What a baller move that would be.
Wouldn't it be funny? So he's going to just, I hope he does this. Yeah, watch. Yeah. It does, there's nothing to screw in or put it. Is it that strong a magnet?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
He doesn't even want to let go of this.
Look at that. What? That's crazy.
It's just the magnet that's lining it up and keeping it from wobbling, but it's actually slotted into a slot, isn't it? I refuse to believe that there's nothing mechanically.
No,
really.
It's just going right in there.
Well, it's in a slot, so a lot of the weight is going on the edge.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Concave on the inside, yeah.
Right,
still,
right. Okay.
That's still a rare earth magnet with a lot of juice.
Again, it just allows the designers to go crazy and do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And the thing I love, someone pointed out too, that all the prices are even. It's not like $499. It's like $500. Like, it's not consumer marketing at all.
No.
It is. This is $400. This is $1,200. There's
no
attempt.
The thing you have to remember is also for if you're in a design location, if you're in a design firm, or if you're in a video, if you're at an edit bay, at effects bay, these are status symbols as much as they are computing power.
If I went in an edit suite and the guy had this, I'd be pretty impressed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
you must be good at what you do. It's like wearing a suit. Now you don't get the keyboard or the magic trackpad with it, right? You have to buy
your own. Buy that separately.
Okay. just want to point out, keyboard not included.
But look at that black and silver trackpad. I want one of those.
I know. I was wondering where that came from. That's nice.
Apparently, it's only available when you upgrade from on the Mac Pro. You can't just buy it. That might change, but right now, the only way you can get it is when you buy the Mac Pro. So if you want that $129 trackpad.
So they sent in the 28-core version, 384 gigs of DDR4. Yep. Now, Alex, when you spec'd it, which video did you get?
I got the dual.
So there's that. That's really four, right? Is it 2x2?
I think. It is.
It's like a lot.
And I would have to do some research.
Look, this is cool. It actually has a map of your motherboard slots and what's in there.
Oh, that's cool.
That's very handy. This is part of this system information display.
I'm not jealous at all right now.
Not at all jealous. Jonathan just, deserves it. You know, if you want to see the full video, Andy and I
can sell our houses and go in together.
And again,
see, this is especially painful because I bought like a few like Blu-rays on Black Friday and I spent last night like ripping three or four of them, and was literally a 12-hour process that ended 10 minutes before the show. And I'm just thinking about how fast would that process have gone on one of these things.
Oh, and I think I still think that the sweet spot to buy these, is in 3 to 6 months, when all the software has been updated that you might be using that's going to push the envelope of this thing, when any kind of little bits and pieces of the gamma testing sorts itself out. Gamma testing being everybody who bought the first round.
I thought you were going to say when the leases start coming back like a Tesla.
Yeah, exactly. No. I mean, I think in 3 to 6 months, though, that they're gonna. I think that there'll be little updates to the hardware, and then there'll be. This is typically on a brand new piece of hardware for anybody, including Apple. There's a little bit of warm up speed. I think that buying it right out of the gate is a scary thing to do.
But Alex, hold on just a second. Let me just say a couple of things. Jonathan's site is youtube.com/TLD.
Today.
Not yesterday, not in an hour. TLD today. Marques Brownlee also showing his, and look at him bringing in the box.
You see, there's the box.
That's the box.
It doesn't say Apple. It just says heavy.
Heavy, man. And I want to see iJustine lifting that box.
There's a great scene where he shows that, like, he's had his Mac Pro in the back, his iMac Pro in the background the whole time. And then in one of his old videos, he pulls it aside to show the Mac Pro he couldn't have shown you.
Oh, he's had this for weeks, right?
For 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. Did Jonathan Morrison have it that long as well? I guess he did.
I think they both had it for 2 weeks.
You'd have to make those videos. I mean, they had a lot of benchmarking and stuff. So I'll go check iJustine. All right, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to make sure that I wanted to give Jonathan his plug because we've shown so much of his video.
I just wanted to ask Alex I think Renee actually hinted at something that's kind of interesting. Like, there are going to be a lot of people who can profit by this but can't afford it. What do you think it would cost to rent out a piece of hardware like that for a week or a month?
Well, I mean, the rule of thumb. So, I mean, the rule of thumb on rental is oftentimes, I mean, usually when you're looking at a day rate, depending on whether it's considered software or hardware based, you know, or how durable it is, it can be anywhere from 10x to 50x. So, or 1/50th or 1/10th. So, okay. A lot of times you'd probably rent that fully equipped. You'd probably rent that out at $3,000 to $6,000 a day on a 3-day week. So, a 3-day week means if you rent it for 3 days, you'll get the rest of the week for free.
Wait a minute. Justine got 2 XDR displays.
Yeah.
Because she's Justine.
2 X, 2.
And 2 stands, Leo. Never mind the display. She got 2 stands.
XDR at 2 stands. It must have feel really good to go to your front porch and see those giant boxes.
I got the matte ones too, and I got a chance to see them again recently. And the matte, this is the first time I've ever seen a matte display that doesn't look dull compared to the gloss display. Like, they were right next to each other, and it just didn't. There was just no glare off of it, but it looked identical.
Because she got one of each.
Normal display. I think she went matte this time, she said. I think Jonathan got one of each.
It's $1,000 for the nano coating on these things.
Yeah.
But again, the people buying these are not, they're not price sensitive. It's still less than they would be spending on an equivalent calibrated monitor from, you know.
Lori was all over them.
The Velcro on the side is so awesome. Sorry. I just love that they did that.
Can we upcycle those into like Apple Watch straps? That would sell.
I want this to be my bedside table. I think it'd be a very handy.
Your entranceway bench.
And she bought the keyboard. No one bought any of this. She has the keyboard and this black trackpad and the black mouse. Oh yeah, the black mouse. I got that with my iMac Pro, didn't I? We got something different.
Well, I think this one again is special because it's silver and black. It's not space gray, so space it's another gray, like exclusive to the Mac Pro right now. Right.
And I tell you what, you put those two monitors on your desk. Oh jeez.
Yeah.
Oh jeez. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is living the life.
This is your new desk, Lori.
I was just going to say, you must have had to get a new desk for that thing right there.
The thing that really impresses me with all three of these videos, Marquez Brownlee, I, Justine, Jonathan Morrison, is how clean their offices are.
Yes.
Oh, no. I think that all of us aspire to have a YouTube channel that's so popular we can afford to pay rent on an office that you don't do anything but film videos
there's
in.
There's a cheese grater behind the table. Mm-hmm. Is there a cheese grater still sitting there?
Yeah. There's a reason why I have this screen behind me and everything, because otherwise it would be pretty grim every single week.
Yeah. And do you have to wear an Apple Watch when you do the review? Is that in the contract? Or?
No, I think they're choosing to.
They're choosing to, no doubt. Justine was on with you while I was gone doing a twit, Alex. Thank you for bringing her in. I think she's just awesome.
She is. And,
is she still in the Pittsburgh area? Or she's
she's in LA.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think Apple hand delivers those, like a guy comes to the door in a specially marked Apple truck?
I think for the demo ones,
Apple makes you go to them.
Oh, you have to go to them.
That's what I think.
Get the briefing.
They're like, oh, we have a Mac Pro for you,
and two monitors,
you have to come to our office.
And you better bring a panel truck because you're not going to be able to put this in the back seat of your Corolla, I don't think.
Yeah, they rarely lend you anything without wanting to make sure that they brief you and coach you a little before you have your first experience. So it also makes me think about what experience do they give someone who orders these? Like, because these are people who are spending a hell of a lot of money, and also they're probably buying it for a really specific, really important purpose. Can they arrange like same day shipping? If you need to pick one up at a store, is there a priority lane to make sure that no one will be waiting here for you? Or we will take the lounge that we put in for the gold Apple Watches that we've been using for box storage. We will refurbish that and give you some tea.
Of pro training session available at noon when you go into the store.
Yeah, exactly. Like do people expect a certain level of different service, whether it's no, please hold my hand, or no, just make sure I get it really, really fast and I have a problem, you fix it in 10 seconds on a $30,000 item.